Now, education and research in Aurobin. That's the last part. You have time? The education of a child in Aurobin will begin with the education of his mother. For the nature of the child depends very much upon the mother, her aspiration and will, and upon the material surroundings in which she lives. The first thing to do is to educate oneself, to be master of oneself, and to be oneself what one wants the child to be. First, you have to realize in yourself what you want the child to be. Well, said the child will not be stuffed, therefore, with academic courses and factual knowledge, which he can always acquire later according to his aspiration and his needs. So no fixed curriculum. As he grows, he will find for himself, or with the assistance of an adult who will be more of a friend than a teacher, what are his natural aptitudes and interests, and what are the possibilities of widening the vistas of knowledge and consciousness. Ultimately, it is the soul which is the true teacher and guide. And he will be helped to find the guide within, to be conscious of the guide within. Now, Sri Aurobindo says, taking the idea of UNESCO for the education of man, the center of all education, of all teaching and training, of all learning is man. Man in all his glory, in his divinity. Now, we have to change the idea of what man is. You have to take man in all his potentialities and all his possibilities. It must be the aim of education to make him the master of his destiny and the lord of his universe. This is what education in Aurobin should do. Now, do we need a university for it? All that is vital to the glorious future of man, he will learn in Aurobin, so that he may become man the god, from man the animal, and man the thinker. Sri Aurobindo says, man is god hiding himself from nature. Man in his inner depths, in his inner possibilities, is God himself who has come down on earth. But we have to realize it. The education in Aurobin will be integral, aiming at the development, perfection and transformation of all the parts of one's being, so as to build an all-round personality which is beautiful, harmonious, sensitive, supple, luminous and powerful in all its movements of mind, life and body, and selfless, heroic and noble in its actions. Now these are some of the guidelines that I have given. The chief aim of education in Aruvil will be to help each man to seek for and to manifest the divine in every way of his being, and to so find it and live in it that however he lives and acts, he shall live and act in the divine. Now all this seems far off possibilities, but if we start working for it, it comes nearer and nearer for our realization. Maybe not in this life, maybe in another, but we will have the satisfaction of doing our best for the fulfillment of that possibility. Our effort should be there. The divine grace is always there to answer. And the divine grace is infinite. I have come to almost the end. Sri Aurobindo says this very beautiful quote from Sri Aurobindo. I become what I see in myself. All that thoughts suggest to me, I can do. All that thought reveals in me, I can become. Now this is the promise of Sri Aurobindo. A university by its very origin and nature is a universal institution. Its boundaries coterminous with the boundaries of the universe. But there are no boundaries to man's insatiable thirst for knowledge, his inexhaustible and ceaseless search after the truth, his deep seeking for beauty and love, his secret aspiration to expand and become one with the universe, to touch, to feel, to experience and to enjoy the infinite, to class, to meet and to possess the eternal. And then the concluding. Now this is the last paragraph. All of Aruvil in its entirety and in its details of all activities and organization will engage itself in this educational process and will be a laboratory for this experiment, where no problem of life and its manifold relationships on all levels of action will escape the scrutiny and the study of its citizens. Aruvil, being dedicated to the whole of humanity, will naturally seek all ways and means for the fulfillment of its highest aspirations and will be a training institute for the whole of humanity. A fully equipped, intellectually alive, and spiritually inspiring home for all men, women and children who will learn together to live in oneness and who will live together to learn all the time. At each moment of their life, education in Aruvil being a conscious experiment of living and an adventure of consciousness, the scope of its research being as wide as the universe, its aim being an advent of a new race of Gnostic beings. It will naturally embrace the infinite in its infinite aspects and move towards a progressive universal harmony. The cultural pavilions of all nations of the world will not only provide a right setting for this purpose, but also afford the unique opportunity and the facilities of its manifold researches for a living embodiment of an actual human unity. So,
thank you so much.
I don't know whether there is time for it or another session. 5 minutes? 5 minutes, I can't.
From Maria Deep.
No, I want to ask whether they want.
You want to have this as a second closing?
I mean, if they want me to speak on cultural pavilions.
Ask.
You ask.
If there are people who want to ask questions, but before, I would like to say that what she has been reading to you now is not because we are in Auroville and Cherubind and the Mother. This was her normal language, interacting with UNESCO and the United Nations and raising this incredible response from them. To give you an idea, when the new director of UNESCO was appointed and he was out of station, so she just left to him the human cycle and the ideal of human unity of Cherubindo, and the man replied that he was accepting this gift with a great pleasure. So this is the incredible aspect of Kailash. So she was to me like a medium. It was Cherubindo and the Mother interacting at that level. And now she's not well, but I suppose if there are questions, she might reply.
So. I am not a guru. I only shared with what I received from the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and which for me is a joy to share.
How do you see the future relationship between UNESCO and Aurobindo?
Well, see, I am not at the moment directly involved with the relationship with UNESCO and Auroville. But Auroville is much further in its aim, in its basis, than UNESCO can ever be. So UNESCO has more to learn from Auroville on the basis of the writings of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother UNESCO can help with the equipment that may be needed for the development of research in Aurobindo. But I am not now in contact with UNESCO, and with Auroville I still keep in my heart and in my prayers, but I am not actively participating.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to tell you something. 3 weeks ago, I received from Sri Dr. Kirit Joshi some paper when he wrote about 12 pavilions of Vedic knowledge for Orville. That's all. I just offer you today, but it's very, very important after what you tell. Thank you so much, so much. It's so marvel for me to listen to you about what you tell. Thank you, no. I know, but it's good you tell today for Orville. Thank you so much.
Orville is always in my heart.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi. My question is, okay, being a scientist myself, coming from academic background, if we agree on the aim of university and Auroville being actually the university to bring about the new creation, if we agree on that aim, and we do, then the steps towards that still remain to me quite unclear. The way forward. So I don't know how. Could you say how you see that happening?
Each individual has to start and begin with himself, looking for the inner reality within himself, and that will give the answer how to proceed. The inner being knows the way and answers the particular question of a particular individual in a particular way according to his Swadharma, his law of being, and in consonance with the aim of Auroville as a whole. I mean, this is my experience. I wouldn't decide mentally how I would proceed. When the time comes, the direction also comes. I will wait for it. I mean, this is what I would do.
Other questions?
I don't really have a question. I think my mind is quiet. I just wanted to say that how happy I am. I'm really happy to listen to what you just read to us. Because I arrived in Auroville 3 years ago as a tourist, and was sort of caught by this idea. It dawned upon me. And I had asked for some sign recently, and on the 28th of February, we met at the Unity Pavilion. Yeah. And it was wonderful for me then to come to see you and have this conversation about the University of Human Unity. And maybe, personally, I'm not entitled to say this, but personally I feel this is almost a historical moment, that 40 years later, you having been so much involved in this, you come to Auroville and talk about this in not only from a historical perspective, but as a living process. Because in Auroville, for some time now, we have been engaged in setting up the beginnings of a University of Human Unity. With a lot of enthusiasm from all sides. And I read your text, and I feel it's so inspired from the very first word to the very last word. And you said you are a compiler, but I felt you really, you were a very inspired compiler. And among the texts that are the quotes, some you read now, and I will just finish with another quote. You say, education in Oroville will be for the joy of knowledge and for the joy of becoming, for the joy of self-perfection and self-transcendence, for the joy of self-fulfillment and world fulfillment. Well, actually, I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Thank you. I was grateful to be able to share what I received from the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and am convinced about its truth.
People?
Yes, Kailash, I know you since so many years, but I'm so glad that you came in Oroville today. I express my gratitude to you. The way you talk, you convey something absolutely essential, extraordinary for us. And I appreciate that you ask to us, is it necessary to have a university in Oroville? Thank you, Kailash.
Cultural pavilions we keep for a next session, or?
It's up to you, Kailash.
No, but it depends on. Now, next session.
Talks about the cultural pavilion.
Next session.
Yes. 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 And one thing, she's been addressing us with this high Sri Aurobindo mother language, but at the same time, you have no idea of the incredible dynamism of Kailash, how practical she was, beyond her will. So I will. Put in the AVI Compact Forum and send around to people all the practical details, because it's hardly people can hardly believe that the same person that, if you have not understood, by the way, she graduated in philosophy. So she has Sri Aurobindo and the mother, she has also that intellectual bent. But at the same time, she was doing absolutely everything. And interacting with the top personality of UNESCO and the United Nations using that language. So she will have also to say practically all the offers that Oroville was receiving thanks to her work. And I can tell you in particular, the cultural pavilion would have happened if the fight between the Sri Aurobindo Society was not following. Everything was ready. The money was even ready. The government of India would have started giving 5 crores besides the initiative of. So I hope that next time she will also introduce you practically how this would have happened. Because the people who came yesterday at the conversation with Roger said something which is absolutely true. Money with the mother has never been a problem. Everything was there to be realized. So there was the money for the town, there was also the money for the university. And university was the real university. Even as the scientist is here, when I mentioned the first draft, which has a few pages of concept and then goes down into the most practical details, there were 14 faculties plus 9 advanced research center. Among these advanced research center, you won't believe, one was on peaceful usage of atomic energy. Another one was on desalinization. Another one was on space. Among the faculties, there was also the faculty of sport. So there was not only the ideal of human unity, there was absolutely everything but with the content and the reply that Kailash has given. First you find yourself, then out of yourself you know what you have to do, even if it is desalinization or peaceful usage of atomic energy. But that means the town, that means that university, it means the ideal of human unity is this. So it's up to us, even if it might take 1,000 years, but that's it.
Usually, do you hear me? Usually universities are understood like buildings, faculties, departments, professors, other things. And when we see in Auroville, far Auroville, what mother has said, after school, last school, no school, and then again this concept of university, I'm little, I can't link all three in one continuity. Can you please bridge that for me?
Well, mother was talking of the future. In Auroville, there will be no school necessary. Auroville itself will grow spontaneously from within. And when you grow spontaneously from within, you find all that you need coming to you to fulfill whatever you aspire for. And Auroville University, I mean, for me, when the project was given to me to draft, I was just feeling over-enthusiastic. Ah, a world university in Auroville. Auroville will expand in its dimensions, in its research, and the elite of humanity would come to Auroville to learn. And I was really thinking of university in those terms. But when Sri Aurobindo opened up the vision, I felt that the real work is to be done from within. There is no other solution for any problem. Individual, collective, world, any problem, war, revolutions, any problem, except to start working from within. And when you start working from within, all the help that you need to proceed forward comes to you. The divine grace is always there, never doubt. It is infinite. You have to be open to it. You have to surrender yourself, your being, to receive that guidance. And I don't say that I have achieved that perfection of total surrender, unquestioning, unrelenting, unshakable. I am aiming for it.
It follows one more question, is that then the formal structure of an university, if we seek to have that, will we on the way of realizing the Auroville University, or it will be a help?
Well, I cannot conceive of a usual structure of a university in Auroville. I cannot myself conceive of. But if Aurovillians are ready for it, maybe the divine will help and establish a university. But where would you find professors and the students who would want to take advantage of what is the real essence of Auroville, to realize human unity? It's a university to realize human unity. Now you can have as many faculties as you want, would you realize human unity by that faculty or by going inward? And if you have to go inward and realize it, you will find your way through the world to achieve whatever you want. Do we need a university, a structural? And if you need, Kirit Joshi has given all the details. And if it is needed, if it is the mother's will, it will be realized. Because none of the mother's will has been defeated. It has been realized. I don't know.
Kailash. I am on this side, Kailash. I have no question, only a sharing of feelings, because there are no walls to express the gratitude, the tenderness you have generated in our hearts by sharing that strong moments, those intense moments you have lived with Mother and Sri Aurobindo. You see, we had Suresh Indocha coming and sharing another angle, but with the same center. Yesterday we listened to Roger recordings, and again that same atmosphere comes under another angle. And you bring another, because each instrument was serving the same objective. It is so precious that this continues. I invite also Richard, if he is willing to take up also the angle of the spiritual meaning of flowers, which you share in the past. You remember our beautiful evening in the Matri Mandir nursery. I long, if you are willing, for those sharing of moment, because what passes is that incredible force which carries all of us, brother and sister, wherever we are, in Auroville, in the ashram, around the world, doesn't matter. But we have given our life, our bodies, to this wonderful adventure, isn't it? And when people who have been so close to this fountainhead of inspiration share this moment, we become one. Our flames unite. And nothing becomes impossible, isn't it?
That's true.
So I invite this exercise to continue, because it will give us strength now that Auroville is in a maturity moment after the presence of Matri Mandir, and that force, we have to go out and get back that inspiration of the past in order to go to the future. And all of you are helping us to come back to that level, that highest level of inspiration, which sometime in all our meandering we may forget and go into only into partial aspect. Please, let's continue this exercise, because it's rekindling the flame. Thank you so much, Kailash. Thank you.
I thank all of you for being so receptive. When I had nothing to give but to share what the mother has given me, what Sri Aurobindo has given me or given us.